do we start this thing? How do we start this show?
Well, Ryan just told me that I seem like I'm in a bit of a mood, so I guess that's how.
It's going to be. I was asking to make sure that you were okay.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't an accusation. It
what,
was
do you
saying,
have menopause or something?
I was asking to make sure that you were okay. This is kind of a return to the tense podcasts of old.
This is
with
just
an undercurrent of frustration with one another.
This is just how I am now that I'm 40. I'm not going to play around and be nice anymore.
No more Miss Nice Guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
This is a whole new attitude from you. Lordy, lordy, look who's 40 indeed.
Indeed.
Oh, boy. All right. You said we have a lot of shout outs. So I guess let's get to those shout-outs.
We
I'm
do.
Excited. Okay, shout some people out for me. I have none because no one emails us.
Okay, the first one is a question from Amanda.
Okay.
She was wondering if we do have our divorce party, what our dream divorce cakes would look like. And then she sent us a bunch of examples.
Okay, tell me about some of these examples real
well,
quick because I had
show
not
you.
Thought
Here's
about this
Here's one with
at
a
all.
Ball and chain that says
oh,
you're
okay.
free.
Okay.
Here's one with a woman with her hand raised real high. That's
okay.
Me.
Yeah, that's you
me,
wearing a short skirt. It's like a Barbie. Yeah.
Here's one with a bride and groom that says, take out the trash.
Okay. Well, what's your divorce cake going to look like?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Yeah. Well, I wish we need a little time to think this over.
I mean, I love a cookie cake.
Right, and we could just write, like, fuck you on the cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
No more. You know what? I'd have it have a lot of jimmies and say, these are the only jimmies you'll be dealing with now because the jimmy legs are done.
That sounds a little convoluted. You might want to workshop that message a little bit.
But you get the idea.
Now, but here's what you might want to do. I know this isn't a cake thing, and I know, like, you might want to have, like, a bunch of chicken legs or something and, like, call them like Jimmy legs that people can
chicken
eat.
Chicken legs?
Yeah, because it's like some sort of food that's a leg. Crab legs, chicken legs, like a fuck you Jimmy legs kind of situation.
Okay.
For my restless legs.
All right.
Yeah.
You could just have a bunch of glasses of water laying around that nobody has to pick up and bring.
But yeah, you can just ask me over and over again to bring them and I'll just be like, no, I'm
yeah,
not.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
It's not my job anymore. Maybe it was never your job.
I got fired.
What would your cake be?
I think the cake is, here we go. I think it is either a volcano going off.
That looks like a vagina.
I think it would need to look like a vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like one of those birthing cakes.
Yeah. It's a volcano going
Except
off that
it's
says
for
like,
you.
Your marriage went boom, something like that. Or that or like a mushroom cloud cake. I think something along those lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? Yours is the cookie cake.
Yeah.
With the very, it might be need to be a very large cookie cake.
Why?
Because of that long message. Listen up, everyone. This cake contains the word Jimmy multiple times.
I can condense it down. All right. We had multiple viewers that were a little bit offended that we didn't know who Barbara Mandrell was.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, guys.
So people do know who that is.
Whitney.
Okay.
Propha, but she.
Well, of course, Propha knew.
Yeah,
Propha is one of our researchers.
She also said that she didn't know her from her memory or from her music, but it was instead the memories of her prune commercials. They used to play during The Price is Right, and she would watch them when she was homesick.
That is a wonderful childhood memory.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, yeah. our listener slash friend Jennifer, couldn't believe that we didn't know her. Slash them, I guess. It's like a bunch of them. The Mandrell sisters.
Yeah, the Mandrell, because I tried to find that There's No Love in Tennessee, and it was like another Mandrell, and I couldn't figure out what was going on, this whole convoluted Mandrell family situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to tell. I did like what we played.
Yeah. Oh, I enjoyed it. That,
when you're
like,
married, but not to each
other.
Yeah,
and that like sleeping single in a double bed. Yeah, that was some good stuff. Yeah, we might just need to sort of sprinkle some Barbara Mandrell throughout this season of the pod.
Sweet, succulent, sunsweet, pleasantly pitted prunes. Sweet, sunsweet, succulent. Sweet, succulent, sunsweet, pleasantly pitted prunes. They are so much easier to eat. Can we try it again?
Keep going.
controversial opinion input.
Okay, great.
We've got some listeners saying that they like the asking permission to kiss.
Okay.
From one Courtney. Okay. We have, I really like it. My husband did this when we first met, and he was the first guy to do so, and I found it swoon-worthy and very sweet. It's so funny how women to be how women seem to be so polarized on this.
Okay.
Contrast that with Bridge, who says, the kissing, I've had one guy ask, and he was the worst kisser of all time. Just lean in, and if the other person leans in too, kiss. If not, don't kiss.
That was kind of my take.
Right? Yeah.
But again, not every guy is attuned. I'm not even claiming that I am attuned enough for this.
Not everyone's as in tune with women's feelings as
right,
Ryan.
Women's emotions and body language. Yeah. I can read women like a book.
Like
clearly.
A book, ladies.
It does seem like it does depend a little bit on the lady.
Yeah, because in the situation.
In the situation, sure. Because if it's, you know, someone that you just met as opposed to someone that you've been, like, very flirty with for a long time, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Yeah. I can see how it would go well, and I could see how it would go not so well.
It's almost like there aren't hard and fast rules for some of these things.
You're blowing my mind.
I usually do. And blowing your mind like that cake showed our blown-up marriage.
Robin wants to point out that there was a pantsuit hottie bachelor contestant. It was Anastasia who showed up in a pantsuit, and that she's probably too smart and independent for Zach. I would have guessed
probably
so.
Yeah, this the pantsuit is the dead giveaway right there. Interesting. I did not notice the pantsuit. How do you feel? You're not a pantsuit wearer.
I do not wear a pantsuit, but that's mostly just because I don't have to.
Right. Would you?
What, if I had to go on like a job interview?
Sure.
If, say, I quit my current job or something?
Something like that, yes. Just hypothetically speaking.
I can't imagine the job that I'm applying for where I'm wearing a pantsuit. I wouldn't probably wear one to a cocktail party like she did.
Sure.
Just because I like dresses. Mm-hmm.
What if the job was pantsuit salesperson? Would you wear a pantsuit to that?
Is that my new job?
I mean, I could be quite lucrative. You got, what's this woman wearing a pantsuit? You could sell high-end designer pantsuits to
her. No, I'm not wearing
her.
A pantsuit unless I have to.
Okay, that answers my question. Yeah. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
But yes, if I were interviewing to be a pantsuit salesperson, sure, I would wear one.
I mean, you have to, right? It would make no sense otherwise. How can you sell it if you don't believe in the product yourself?
Oh, boy. All right. Aim Dame has a theory for us.
Oh, good.
She says, I think the producers were counting on Christina going back to the house and telling the girls about how she met Zach's family. But when she didn't tell anyone, I bet the producers told Zach to say something at the cocktail party to spark drama. We can talk about this more when we talk about the episode itself.
It's not a bad theory, though.
Yeah, no, yeah. I feel like that's... Honestly, I was very surprised that she didn't say something. I would be running my mouth about that.
Or they would have shown it if she would have said something. For sure.
Oh, I mean, she didn't. She said she didn't.
Oh, right. Okay.
Did we watch the show?
I watched the show. Okay. She met the family. Yeah.
Corinna sent us a social media update of Maddie Pruitt. Remember Maddie? What was she from?
Pilot Pete? Jake, our listener Jake, sent me the same thing.
So she has a new husband after she finally got over the emotional violence of Barb. And they talk about how after they have sex, after they fight, quote, we look Satan right in the eyes and fight for what he tried to tear apart.
Yes. No, that, our listener Jake sent us the same thing, which is he sent me the whole interview of it. And they're talking about before they were married, Satan tried to tempt them with sex. Now Satan tries to keep them apart.
I was going to say, it's funny that Satan wears so many different hats when it comes to sex.
First, he's a real hornball. Yeah. And then he's a real prude, just depending on the situation. Well, he just wants to get in your craw. But I think there's no way that Maddie and this guy aren't getting off on the fact that they think Satan is watching them.
Oh,
I mean, they have to. Like, well, it's like, look at this, Satan.
It's like, look Luke at what in we're doing shower.
Now. Yeah. Like, look at what we're doing now, Satan. You like this?
Do you like that?
I bet you hate this, don't you, Satan? Watch.
One last shout out to Bridge, who has one bachelor related question for us.
Okay.
What role do you think you would play if you were on The Bachelor?
As in, like, what kind of contestant would you be?
Let me look at this. I think she says, I think I would play the villain because I would be too sloppy for the lead to like me and I would get too salty about it. Yeah, I think
Bridge
she's
might
asking
be a little rough around the edges.
What your role would be, yeah, okay. If you were a contestant.
Okay, I mean, I think they would try to paint me as sort of like a sad dad. Like a Michael A. kind of situation.
Maybe a little bit combined with Rick, where it's like, you're making jokes, but nobody's getting, yeah. Like he comes in with his head on the platter.
Yes. And, yep. Yeah. So I think that would be my role.
I feel
yeah.
like Rick continued to like spiral into this like look of despair.
Yeah. So probably that. I think I would be sort of
sad
the,
like, dad.
Sad dad, like nice guy, like looking for love again. Yeah. You know, like, yeah. Okay, what about you?
But also like a fuck face, right?
Sure.
Like,
yeah. Also a huge fuck boy
playing,
at the same time.
Playing that up yes. in a way to get more pants.
To get more pantsuits. Is there any room for me in that pantsuit?
I think I would go home early because I would just be like, this is dumb.
Yeah,
I feel like I would be really, I would do what I do, mm-hmm. which is I would think that I'm flirting with you, but in actuality, I'm bullying you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that move well. Yep. Yeah,
it's really my only move.
Well, and you don't like big crowds.
I don't
big
like people.
Social gatherings. Yeah.
Yeah, I do like. I don't mind like a girl situation like uh-huh. that where there's like a pool and I don't mind like a slumber yeah. party sorority mm-hmm. setting as yeah. long as I like everyone.
Yes.
Odds are I would not like everyone.
But you can branch off and find, I'm trying to think of a candidate who might be kind of like you.
Kendall maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say Kendall, except not as weird. Yeah.
Wow, pretty weird.
But not that, not taxidermy weird.
No, I guess not. But yeah, I mean, Kendall I did want to taxidermy good. Our dog.
That's true. Maybe the only difference yeah. between you and Kendall is resources and follow through.
Yeah, that's the only difference. Yeah, I think I would bow out early.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would like self-destruct, but kind of on purpose.
And not like in spectacularly. Like, I don't think you would like throw champagne no. glasses and stuff. You would more, you might be a little bit like the one who left early.
I was going to say that one time. Who was like, are y'all crazy? He's dumb and ugly.
Yes. Yeah. Right. No, honestly,
that's
I think
me.
I think you might, especially if you had been on Clayton's season, I think you would have left night one. Like, this is not for me. Can I take this coat? Please let me take this jacket.
Sir, I'll be taking this hooded bird poncho and hitting the road.
As a consolation prize.
I might stick around for the food, too, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
but the food is not that good, right? Yeah, free alcohol, the food.
I mean, honestly, if I made it to, like, the third episode, then I feel like I'd be like, well, I'm going to stay because now we get to travel.
Yeah, right. You want to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's if you liked some of the girls, like, you get the whole, like, we're flying to get, like,
yeah.
I mean, they're not showing all of that, but, like, they're all flying in the
oh,
airplane.
Yeah,
they're all,
for
you're
sure.
watching three movies on the airplane.
Like, why wouldn't you
presumably
stay?
Presumably in first class.
You're on a cruise ship all alone.
Right. That's probably haunted.
Yeah, it's just you and Jack Dawson and Elise.
Where's Rose?
Get off this door, Elise. There's not enough room for you.
Oh, no. It's been 84 years.
Should we talk about the episode?
I suppose we should.
All right.
The first thing that I have in my notes is, and I am going to get...
Sorry, my ear itches.
Oh. Get some of these names wrong.
Should we address... Sorry, real quick. We're not doing the meatball challenge today. We're going to get that out of the way now.
Sorry, guys. It
my
turns out that
a little bit on the fritz.
Yeah. keep eating those Chick-fil-A salads.
Well, I ate some soup that was like a week old.
Yeah.
And had rotisserie chicken from Publix. I don't know. It was probably a bad choice.
It turns out that it's hard to coordinate a situation where you can shove a bunch of meatballs in your mouth when you don't
at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah.
What we need is producers in our lives that can supply us with everything that we want.
I would love that.
Yeah, that'd be great. So the first thing I have in my notes, and what I was going to say is I'm going to get some of the girls' names wrong, I think, because it's early. I'm going to try.
That's offensive.
But I think I'm going to get some of the girls' names wrong. So someone who I believe their name is Jess said that she was so excited after kissing Zach that she had to eat a cookie to calm herself down.
I like Jess, but she's already kind of hard to nail down. Like, she seems very childlike. She actually does remind me a little of Kendall, mm-hmm. and that I think she's a little bit quirky.
Yeah.
I think she's very pretty and not in a way that a lot of the contestants usually are. Mm-hmm. Like, she has a very natural look that's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's a little bit of a weirdo.
I just love, so first of all, that she
First of all, cookies are going to wind me up.
Exactly. Right. She's going to calm herself down. I was like, is this like if you give a mouse a cookie situation? We're like, then Jess needs a glass of milk.
Then she needs you to make her a bed out of a sponge.
Then she's going to want you to sing her a bedtime story.
That's right. She's going to try to clean up and talcum powder, and she's just going to make a big mess of the whole mansion.
So that I love. That was actually one of my favorite moments of the episode. And then Jesse comes in and says, Zach's going to do things a little bit differently. Two group dates, one incredibly intimate one-on-one date.
I missed that. And so I was very confused when they were all just like sitting there that night. Like, I was like, did they do an earlier date and we just didn't get to see it? Like, I feel like they just skipped to the... It was just like a cocktail, like a kind of mm-hmm. dinner group date.
Right, right. Now who's not watching the episode?
I was watching, but I feel like Jesse never has anything big to say in those first few minutes.
Sure, and he's a little bit of a mumble mouth, too. I'll tell you what, though. So the first group date starts out with a catwalk. Lato is there.
My God.
What?
Say it again.
Lato?
No.
Leto?
Lotto.
Lotto. But it's an A, right?
It doesn't matter.
Lotto.
Lotto.
Okay, Lotto.
Come on,
is there.
big energy.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I know the song. Oh, I actually, this is the first time that I knew who sang that, and apparently I still don't.
Lotto?
There's a singer by the name of Lotto who's here to show us all about big energy.
I thought it was pronounced Lizzo. So the date card set, and it's Brianna, Brooklyn, Catherine, Mercedes, Davia, Kat, Genevieve, and Kylie. I'm looking for big, big love. I thought it was going to be a play off of polygamy. They were going to resurrect Bill Pullman from the dead. Pullman? Paxton?
I think that's... Oh, my God. Oh, no.
It is the dead one, though.
Yeah, it's Paxton.
Pullman. No, Pullman.
Pullman is dead?
I think now Pullman is dead and Pullman is Big Love.
I swear that Paxton was Big Love.
Hang on. Pullman is alive. God damn
Paxton it. Paxton is dead and Big Love, right?
You might be right.
Yeah. Oof.
God.
I love it when that happens. It's so
rarely
happens.
How much
does
it suck for Bill Pullman that he's still alive? And people like this is still happening.
Right, right. He's like, I outlived Paxton. Now, finally, I can be the only Bill P around here.
Paxton
but no.
is dead and was Twister and Big Love.
Okay, okay. Yeah, so I also assumed that. I mean, that's just the most natural place your mind is going to go.
God, he was so young.
Oh, how old was he when he died?
61.
God, we're really bringing the paw down.
He was really good looking, too. I like Bill Pullman Paxton.
I didn't realize that Bill Paxton was on your list.
He's on my ghost
list. He's on the ghost list for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly,
he can show
Bill
you his Twister
Pullman
anytime.
Pullman is not on there.
Yeah.
Bill Pullman is from like Pleasantville, right? Was he in that?
No, I think Jeff Daniels is in
that. Damn it.
Bill Pullman is in Independence Day, obviously.
Which one was the American president?
I thought that was like Martin Sheen or something.
Martin Sheen was the vice president in that movie.
Are you sure? Is Michael Douglas the American president then?
Damn it.
Who was the American president?
Hang on.
This whole podcast is us just trying to remember what like white middle-aged actor was in something.
You are correct. It was Michael Douglas. What am I thinking of?
I have absolutely no
idea.
Was
one of them in West Wing?
That's Martin Sheen.
God,
was in West
but
Wing.
But Martin Sheen was the vice president.
Yes, Martin
the
Sheen
American
was.
The,
that's
president.
Right. Yes, Martin Sheen was the vice president.
Neither Pillman nor Paxton had anything to do with the American president.
I don't
or West
believe
Wing.
So. I do not believe so. Some listeners may correct
well,
us.
Well, fuck me.
How about Sheen though getting promoted from VP to president when he moved over to the West Wing? That's because Michael Douglas got assassinated right before the West Wing got made.
I'd like them to say that it was because it's in a different America and they never changed the law. The law was that whoever ran got to be vice president.
Yes, the loser got to be VP. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be interesting if they never changed that law.
Yeah.
If like Trump was the VP right now.
I would love it.
I would not, but
there's a TV
I mean, in,
show.
Right, in one sense, I would love it, but all right, let's get
He's
back
just
to
just like constantly foiling things. I feel like that would be a funny TV show.
It would be
actually.
A good TV show. Yeah, that's a TV show, an animated series, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Lotto is here on
Lotto.
The
oh my god! Oh, you should have that on purpose.
Of course, yes. Because this whole thing has been a bit. So the singer Lotto has appeared. So she's there to talk about big bitch energy. And bad bitch energy.
Yes.
And how it comes from the inside out.
I think we need to start rating bachelor jackets because we've got Clayton's coat. I feel like there's some other examples. I was not a fan of this black leather jacket look that Zach looks so proud of.
No. I have that in my notes as well, that he was not pulling off this leather jacket, like, at all.
Pulling it off.
Not pulling it off. Yeah, he did not look cool.
He
and
did not look. Also, like, can we be frank? Is Zach looking for someone with big, big energy?
With bad bitch energy? I don't think so. I think that's the opposite of what he's looking
for. For sure.
I think he's looking for quiet, slightly fun bitch energy.
Like,
yeah.
Who was the girl that Ari ended up with? Remember her?
Lauren?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what Zach is looking for.
Right. And that's fine. Everybody has their type. And not everybody's a bad bitch. And
white
that's
bitch
okay.
Energy.
Yeah.
That's what Zach's looking for.
Yeah. It's like a little bit of Karen energy, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to speak to the manager about this leather jacket. It doesn't quite fit my husband. Yeah. But the relationship between how good he thought he looked and how good he looked was not equivalent in that situation.
I was just perplexed by a lot of this whole date.
Yes.
How on earth do you think that they decided on Victoria, Tajwan, and Courtney?
I have no idea. This was the most random assortment.
It was, I feel like it would be like if Charlie's Angels was like Farrah Fawcett, whoever.
Drew
like,
Barrymore and like Kristen, whatever the newest one was.
Yeah. Stuart. Yeah, it just was very strange.
It was a huge mismatch.
Do you think most viewers even know who Courtney is?
No, I mean, they showed that flashback, but
I definitely don't know that she and Ben Flonick had sex in that ocean scene.
I mean, they sort of implied it when they show the swimsuit there on the shore.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
that was before he banged Kris Jenner.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he had like a love affair with Kris Jenner.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I do remember that.
Yeah,
I do remember that.
He was
yes.
like all over the place.
Yeah, that guy.
Ben Flahinick.
He's just banging, all over the place.
I'm like, that guy is like your prototype.
I mean, people thought I kind of looked like him, if
you'll
recall.
I do
yeah.
remember that a little bit.
Yeah. So anyways, I don't know, like, and also, how did they, were they like, remember Courtney? Like, I'm surprised the producers remember who Courtney is.
I mean, it would have made sense in the context of the role that she played, because she definitely was a villain and a bad bitch. But I just don't think you can reach back that far unless you're a real dedicated viewer like us.
Yes, if you're a hardcore fan. But that
That being said, like, I like it. Uh-huh. I like it that they're like, let's go back 15 years. It was like Bachelor
it's been
season
15
like
years. Right. I think that season was on before we had kids.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Was.
I think that was the season when we moved to Huntsville. But yeah, that was a long time ago.
It was definitely a long time ago. Yeah. I mean, she was pre-Corinne.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Who are your like bad bitch picks?
For Bachelor?
For the Bachelor. Yeah. If you, they were like, give us your bad
bitches. Do like that they picked Victoria. Yeah. I feel like that was a good choice. Mm-hmm. For like recent?
Yeah, or just whoever, anything. Anybody you want.
I mean, Corinne would be up there for me.
I don't know. She's too like childlike, I think.
See,
to be
that
bad
to
bitch.
Me is Demi. Like, I feel like Demi is a good example of someone that tried to have bad yes. bitch energy on yep. the show and didn't.
Yeah.
Who else? I mean, I feel like Michelle had bad bitch energy yeah. just because she was a real straight shooter.
Sure. But yeah, she had more of like a strict teacher energy, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not quite the same thing. That's not even an insult on Michelle. Yeah, no, that's a good question. Listeners, send us your choices for the pantheon of bad bitches.
Michelle Money. She always threatened to beat people up.
Yeah, Michelle Money is a good choice. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's got to be somebody who just does not give a fuck.
I tell you who it's not, though, is Tajwan. I don't like her.
Well, so it's certainly not Tajwan coming in to see if she can join the cast. Oh, that is not bad bitch energy.
What a malleable shell of bad bitch energy. It only took one blow from Zach for it all to come crumbling
yes,
down.
Right. It's a very fragile facade of
I was
bad
very,
bitch
very annoyed by her, but then I did feel... I felt sorry for her when she got... turned away so easily.
Well, I mean, we can talk about that in a few minutes.
Yeah, okay.
So anyways, these three bad bitches show up to get the women to walk through the door and strut their stuff on the catwalk. Mm-hmm. Taj is not impressed with the women strutting their stuff. Yeah. She says that they could use some pointers. They need to try a little harder.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I did like that. I think we have a little bit of a Rachel Gabby, like... bachelorette contestant romance brewing.
Yes.
Because Davia says Mercedes was so hot.
I have that too. Yes. I love it. Again, if those two end up together, that would be the best outcome of this season. That would be wonderful. Yeah, I have the same thing in my notes. Did anyone stand out to you as a cat walker?
I mean, I liked it that Kat dressed up as a cat.
Sure. Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, that
I feel
did
like
it would have
been
too.
Funnier if she had just like dressed up as like a real like unsexy cat.
Well, like who was the cat boy from a couple years ago that you liked?
Oh yeah,
Who was that? Connor. Yes, Connor. She had worn that very same cat outfit, which is probably still like in the production warehouse somewhere. Do you think they have like a like production wear of like all the stuff from over the years? It's like Batman's
Jordan's
trophies.
Gold shorts. Yeah.
That would be amazing. I would love it if just like all the like classic Bachelor
like they
things
need like a
somewhere.
Bachelor merchandise museum.
Yeah, I would go see that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it should be, they should build it next to the Bachelor Mansion and you should be able to tour the Bachelor Mansion on the off season. I know people live there, but fuck them.
Yeah.
They clearly have somewhere else to live for a large part of the year. Yeah. So I think they'll be fine.
They then have to tell a story about a time when they were a bad bitch. This whole date was just kind of strange to
me.
Like, it was kind of a pageant, but like, telling
kind of a talent show.
Yeah, and like tell a story. I don't know.
Yeah, and then so one of the, you know, so Brianna gives her thing about starting a company, which is bad bitch. Another woman talks about competing in a pageant with her natural hair, which is bad bitch energy. But then there was one where the girl was like, Zach, you're obviously worth it. So I'm up here on stage in the middle of California like, hey, is that bad bitch energy?
I feel like that was that, you know, that wasn't her her whole thing. Like, I think she told a story after.
But that's all we saw, I think.
Yeah, no.
I mean, if the story couldn't have been
Catherine,
that.
I think it was Catherine, and I'm going to go ahead and say Catherine does not have bad bitch energy.
Well, that's just
she's
it.
Very pretty.
Yeah, if she had told her super bad bitch story, that would have been in there instead of this. They're like, this is the best bad bitch thing we have
like,
from Catherine.
Are we confessing... Are you supposed to be like vulnerable? I don't know.
No, I don't think you're supposed to be vulnerable. You're supposed to be like, I shoved my high heel in this guy's eye.
I stabbed a girl at the Floribama.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, I kicked a guy in the nuts when he cheated on me. Like that bitch energy.
I tore his shirt.
Yes.
Catherine reminds me, celebrity lookalike alert.
Okay.
Lily James, that British actress.
Okay,
that,
yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
I mean, I'm aware of her. I don't think I can picture
she
her
was in
or
Cinderella.
Catherine right away.
And she
was...
Was
she a Downton Abbey person?
She was. She was the, like, flighty cousin.
That
like,
flighty cousin.
Fell in love with the black man.
With the jazz musician.
Yes. And she also had an affair with that other British actor, Dominic West.
Oh, right,
they,
right,
like, got
right.
Busted.
Yes.
And she was in that miniseries that I liked so much that had Hot Priest in it.
Oh, okay.
Remember that show?
I didn't watch that. You watched that.
Yeah,
that wasn't it was the very teacher good. Cheating.
Ma,
one.
Something love.
Okay.
Like,
no, was Bill no. Pullman in it or Bill Paxton? Which Bill was in this one?
It was it The was, Pursuit of Love.
Oh yeah, Martin Sheen and Michael Douglas were in it as the president and the vice president, respectively.
It was Hot Prince as the secretary, Hot Priest as Secretary of State.
I would like it if everything existed in the American president universe. So it's just like he's always like they'll just show a quick clip of him on TV giving a speech, or they'll be like, President Douglas said the other day, like it's just every show. That's the fulcrum for the entire like yeah. cinematic
and then you
universe.
Combine it with a chorus line. Where he's also a choreographer.
Yes, it's the same character.
Yeah.
That woman comes back to accuse him of misconduct yeah. once he becomes
when he says,
president.
Damn it, Cassie.
He's going to regret that.
Zach.
All right, so then they go to their cocktail party. A woman named Kylie says that I live, eat, and breathe for a makeout session.
Can we highlight a moment before this,
yes,
before
please.
The date even? Because I just want to say I did like it when the producer asked Zach if he was a good dancer and he said, nope.
I do. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I the producers had some interesting comments because later when Taj was like upset, they were like, a bad bitch can cry sometimes.
Yeah.
Right?
Even bad bitches right? cry.
I feel like that's like a song title for
I feel like Taj should write that.
Yeah.
Like she should.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. They, well, for someone who's here for a makeout session, I feel like Kylie's in luck because Zach's kissing everybody.
He's asking and then he's kissing.
Yeah.
You know who has bad bitch energy?
Who?
Jubilee, who does the chokey. I feel like she had bad bitch
she
energy.
She did, but then I feel like she kind of like, I feel like her bad bitch energy went away a little bit because she was on Paradise that one time.
Right.
And
well, even bad bitches cry sometimes.
Even bad bitches cry sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. So Kylie is in luck because there are a lot of makeout sessions going on here.
And let's see. Brianna starts to spiral and really it carries through the whole episode. So she's feeling insecure because she got the rose from America, not Zach.
I'm not here to marry America. That's great and everything.
Guess what, Brianna? But you weren't my vote. So she starts crying when she's talking to him and he kind of like talks her off the ledge. Surprise, surprise. He asks if he can kiss her. So they kiss. And at that point, Tajwan kind of comes and interrupts the date. So Zach's talking to Kat. Kat then, of course, reports to the ladies that Tajwan is here to crash the date.
Now, Kat should have been dressed as a cat this entire time.
The whole
Let's
season,
be
as
the
far
whole
as
season.
I'm concerned.
Yeah, right. Definitely wore
and
those cat ears.
In a cat's musical costume.
Miss Mr. Foopolis.
My name is Kat, but you can call me Floppity Whoppiter.
Bingity Boppiter.
I am quiet. I am small. I am white.
All right. So Taj walks in. So I have in my notes that he initially looks fucking delighted when she walks
oh,
in.
Oh, I thought that he seemed really like, fuck.
Oh, see, I thought he looked surprised. And I think the surprise read was the look was a little hard to read.
Okay, because I definitely thought he was surprised. And I thought that you could immediately see that he was like, it's starting. Like,
yeah,
here comes the fuckery.
It begins.
I was just going to say, I mean, I thought he handled it well.
Yep.
Like, I thought he made the right move.
Yes.
Although the only reason I think that, I actually don't think he would have been out of line at all if he had felt a connection with her to let her come in because it's early enough.
Sure.
Now, when they've played this ploy in previous seasons, it's been like episode 9.
Yes, right.
Who was it? Maybe you can jog my memory. That came back and like the girls just hated her and turned on her.
I remember that.
Remember
I don't
that?
Remember who it was.
She was like I want to say she was a virgin.
Not Teddy.
No.
Another
not,
virgin.
Another virgin.
A virgin who can't drive.
I'll find it. Yeah. Carry the pod because I know I interrupted you.
So what I was gonna say is I was actually not convinced that Taj was all that into Zach. Either. She was like,
this was 100% thing just to get back on the show.
You're steady, you've got a head on your shoulder. Like, all the things she gave were like very generic things you could say about most people. Like, you're a man of medium height. and above average attractiveness, and she's, I would like to join this show.
Such a connection with you. Okay.
Yeah. No, I did not.
Come
buy,
on, Taj.
I did not buy that for a second.
Robin, we're gonna need you to tell me who this was. I know we're both thinking of the same person.
Yes.
I don't even remember who the bachelor was that she did it to, though.
Mm-mm. No, I don't remember that either. But anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, he sees tells Taj you gots to go.
Yeah, and again, I agree. I think that was the right move. I did like it when Taj was like, you guys aren't all going to marry Zach. You know that, right? Like, you're all here to compete for him.
Well, I feel like that was part of what I didn't like about her, was that she was so bitchy and condescending. Like, that also showed that it was just a complete ploy for attention.
Sure, right. I mean, she just wanted to be on, and it led to that. What my other favorite moment in the episode, when there's just silence amongst Taj and the other women, and there's just like a clock ticking very loudly in
and
the background.
And that one woman is like, this is awkward. And she's like, I don't think it's awkward at all.
When you have to say loudly, I don't think it's awkward, it's awkward.
One last note about this date.
Okay.
Zach, to me, seemed very unsure when he gave that rose out.
Yes.
He said, I think who I'm giving this rose to is Catherine.
He was surprised by himself.
Yeah, he's like, who's it gonna be?
Yeah, no, I agree, because normally, and I like this move, we've complimented it before,
yes,
in terms of like,
here's
going
what you
around.
Did well,
yeah.
Here's what you did well.
But he sounded uncertain about like who he was.
It was like
an eeny,
like
meeny, miny,
mo.
Yeah.
He was like, oh.
Right, like, oh, and I guess Catherine's left, so she gets the rose. Yes.
Okay, so the next day, the girls are having a conversation about how much tongue is too much tongue in a makeout session.
Yes. I thought this seemed like your nightmare.
This conversation, or just thinking about kissing in general?
No, the tongue. The how much tongue is too much tongue.
I mean, I don't mind well-employed tongue.
Okay.
I feel like there's a lot of overuse of the tongue.
For you, a tongue is like garlic or something, like a seasoning that should be carefully used.
Yeah. I've also been accused of being a boring kisser, so what are you going to do?
Well, I didn't say that.
You did not say that. It predated you.
Oh, okay. Man, who's that's upsetting.
I feel like you could probably figure out who
it
was.
Yeah, I have a pretty good guess. That is upsetting. Yeah, there was a lot of conversation about tongue kissing. Meanwhile, Christina says she can't feel her body because she's so excited.
She also confessed that she loves Nickelback.
Well, so Zach's first concert was Nickelback. My best friend gave me the best advice.
He said each day's a gift and not a given right. Oh.
Which, I want to know the age. Because if this was 13, you know.
Here's my thing. That's a surprise. Well, I would imagine that he was young. Because, like, Zach is young.
That's true. I mean, when has Nickelback even toured last?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. It couldn't have been last year. Well, maybe they're still playing, like, state fairs and whatnot.
I mean, yeah, that's true. That's true.
But he didn't seem to have very much embarrassment about the fact that it was Nickelback. You know, I was talking about this just earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
So Nickelback clearly was very successful.
Yeah.
Do you know someone who confesses to be a earnest Nickelback fan?
I don't, but I could. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
I'm just saying, it's sort of like Avatar.
That's a good just opener.
Yeah.
Do you like Nickelback?
Right. But
now, I do know people that are open about loving Avatar.
I don't. Like, I feel like...
Oh, I do.
There's, like, it made $2 billion. Like, who loves this movie? Who is like, God, I love
Avatar.
Some
people.
Oh, okay. Okay. So there are people that love it that we know. Okay, so you actually know. See, I don't know any genuine Avatar fans out there. I know people who saw it and said it was long.
I know people who, maybe if they watched it today, would not... say that they love it, but like at the time,
perhaps it came out when they were a little bit
younger.
It
was a cool movie.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure.
I always get Nickelback and Creed mixed up.
That's fair. That's fair. I think they get that sort of the Bill Pullman, Bill Paxton of the like generic rock, generic rock.
And which one was in The American President?
That was Nickelback. Creed was the one who gave the inspirational speech in Independence Day.
They go on a helicopter.
Yes.
When I was flying in the helicopter.
When I was flying in the helicopter over this amazing city, I looked to my left and never saw something so pretty.
Christina tells us that she did not imagine when she woke up this morning that she would be in a helicopter. Why not? There was a very, very good chance that you would end up in a helicopter. Better than even chance that you would have been in a helicopter.
Yeah, pretty good odds.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Zach says, I can't even read this with a straight face.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Oh, my God. Do it. Say it. Oh, I can't wait to hear you say it.
Zooming through life with someone awesome, that's the best you could ask for. I don't think Zach was being facetious when he said that he likes football, friends, and frozen pizza.
No, I don't believe so. This never suggested.
This confirms our theory that Zach does not need a bad bitch.
Yes. Right. Zooming through life with someone awesome. And that, again,
you know
that's
what?
Sweet.
Fair enough, Zach. You're right. It would be great to zoom through life with someone awesome.
Well, that's just sometimes I wish I were this earnest.
Yeah.
Like, imagine how happy you could be if you genuinely felt that way.
Would be like on those things where they're like, we asked a class of second graders what they think it's like to be married.
It's zooming through life with someone awesome in a helicopter. Yeah, but imagine being this wonder-filled
I know.
At life.
We've Instead talked about of, that before, yeah. that we would probably be a whole lot happier if we weren't so cynical
and also,
smart.
You know what I would be doing if I were on this helicopter ride? Throwing up. So, you know.
You didn't throw up.
I didn't throw up on the helicopter. You almost threw up on the
I
helicopter.
I got very close.
Yeah, I throw up on boats.
I
small
throw up
boats.
On small planes.
So between the two of us, we've got basically every sort of craft covered.
We need one person, either your next girlfriend or my boyfriend, to throw up on trains.
Oh, yes.
And
we've
got it all covered.
Right, we've got the whole thing.
Yeah,
the whole gamut.
All public transportation. They go to his house.
Okay, question.
Okay.
Did the helicopter land, like, in his yard? I mean, they don't show us how they got there.
Zach's parents have a helipad. They meet his mom, Megan, and his dad, Chap.
Chap. God, that's perfect.
Uh-huh.
Of course Zach's dad is named Chap.
I like Christina. I'm interested to see how this season goes because they're obviously setting her up to get vilified.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't tell if it's going to be real or if she's going to kind of, if it's a little bit of a piggy situation and she's going to become this kind of group sacrifice, but she didn't really do anything wrong.
That is an excellent Lord of the Flies reference.
Sure.
Christina smashed her specs.
Because she didn't do anything wrong in this
episode.
No,
in fact, Zach was the one who was more, he was not zooming through life with somebody awesome in this conversation.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a bit.
And I feel like a lot of times there are definitely situations where someone gets like an early lead and they act obnoxious about it. But there's also definitely times when it's just like, it's clear that the lead likes them a lot and the girls kind of turn on you
sure.
because of that.
Right. Again, piggy with his specs.
Correct. Yeah. She might have gotten piggied.
But yeah, I agree. On this date, I liked Christina. I don't think that Zach is ready to be a stepfather to anyone.
I actually really liked it that his genuine reaction was like, fuck.
Sure. No, I appreciated the honesty.
Yeah.
And I think that that's much better than the Katie move
yes.
of like,
I'd take
I'll
them
just,
to school.
I'll make their lunch.
I'd be a cool white mom to your kid. Jesus.
Right. I'll be the mama bear. Yeah, sure you will, Katie. Sure. But I liked Christina in this date. I also thought that Zach's, I believe it was his cousin, looked like Zach wearing a fake mustache. Did you feel that same way?
Sorry. That jogged my memory. I feel like someone sent us something about, who was it that Blake. A random aside, if you are a listener that tagged us or left us a comment about some piece of news that had to do with Blake Moynes, sorry. I don't know where it went. It went somewhere in our... Maybe it's in our inbox or we got tagged in
that
something.
That was an odd
Well, it made me
segue.
Think of it because you were talking about Katie. And then I was like, oh, Blake.
I thought it was fake mustaches.
Yeah,
got you
well,
thinking
also
about that.
Fake
right,
beards.
Of course. Like the prestige.
Yeah. His cousin looked like Zach in a mustache.
Zach's cousin looked kind of like Zach wearing a fake mustache.
I didn't notice that, but
Go
I like
Go back
it.
And watch it.
Oh, I
it
will.
Might, a conspiracy, it was.
Yeah.
They didn't have enough people, so they were like, put this mustache on. Or it was him. him interacting like, let me tell you some great things about Zach.
Pretend you're the cousin.
I'm his French cousin, Zach A.
I thought his family seemed nice.
Sure.
They were making fun of him.
Yeah, yeah. Razzing him a little bit.
They're razzing him big time. They're teasing you. Big time razzing.
Yeah, so, but I will have to say it appears, at least from the editing, Zach helicopters into his mom's birthday party late with a date that they've never met before and then leaves for a dinner.
Also, he missed the birthday originally.
Yes.
Like,
right.
Her birthday was last week and he missed
it. So this was a makeup party that Zach came to late and left early to go on a date with this woman. Zach's mom cannot be pleased.
Son of the year. So he says that he's just trying to wrap his brain around what it means that Christina has a 6-year-old, six-year-old.
Yes.
Blakely May.
Yep.
I will refrain from commenting on that.
He says it's a lot to take in.
It is a lot to take in. And he says, most of all, it introduces a quick timeline, which is like, do you agree with that?
Only because it's The Bachelor.
Yeah, okay.
And so, like, in general life, no.
Yeah.
But because it's The Bachelor, I get the sort of, like...
We're all just still kind of pretending that when you get engaged on this show, it means something.
Yeah, that it means... And it also is like, well, I don't want to keep you here if you've got Blakely, May, Marie at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in real life, sometimes it introduces, like, a longer timeline.
Sure, right. Like, it's going to take longer.
It's not going to get serious, fast because, like... You don't want to introduce the kids.
Oh, for sure. Right. And you can't just like whisk away on like a romantic getaway weekend or whatever always.
Well, you can if you're divorced. Guess what? It's your weekend.
But point B, sometimes it's harder to like.
Someone's got that she's like single momming it.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know much about it. I do like Zach. They show him like by himself thinking it through. And he's like, I don't know how to read this. I think sometimes you have to be selfish.
Oh, that's true, Zach.
Yeah. Which also, I mean, he says this. He's like, I would be doing her a massive disservice if I wasn't honest about it, which is true. I mean, that's right.
Well, I think we've gotten, I mean, Gabby was like that with, what's his face, who she really liked.
That guy that, that really likable guy.
Yeah.
That they sat down on a bench in Holland and she
whatever
was like, you gots to go.
He was so likable until she dumped him.
Right.
But I feel like Gabby up front was like, that's a really big deal to me.
Right.
Like, I don't know if I'm ready to be a step parent. And Zach seems to be taking it seriously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Which I appreciate that more than
flippant. Like, that's so cool.
I love it. Let's get married and I'll be the stepfather.
Yeah, I love kids. Yeah. Nobody likes kids. Just shut up.
So Zach says how we handled that conversation. That's what I'm looking for. So what you're looking for is a conversation where when someone tells you they have a kid, you say sometimes you have to be selfish and then you start crying.
Yeah.
That's the kind of conversation. Just making sure that I understand.
That's Zach having bad bitch energy.
Now, he does give Christina the rose and kisses her. And she says, I felt very seen and very heard and very smooched.
Smooch. Smoochy poochie.
That bothered me a little bit. Very smooched. I don't know why. I just didn't care for it.
Besmirched.
I was a bit besmirched by the besmooching.
I did like it that Christina was like, I'm going to show him how fun I am. Guess what? I'm also a mom.
Yeah. That's funny. That is good. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Just a different kind of fun.
Group date, like this weird group date where he basically is like, I'm going to make out with all of you.
Yes. Well, that just appears to be what he wants to do on these dates. So he's got this thing about his mom fighting for him to live, and that's given him a purpose in life because his mom fought for him to live.
And that's like why he's so close to her.
Which that makes sense.
But it was like when he was
a baby.
Before he was even born?
No, it was like when he was a baby.
A baby. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But he remembers it.
Yeah sure.
Mm-hmm. That stuck with him.
I feel like that's a lot to like put on someone.
On
to be
someone,
like,
yeah.
I have a weird relationship with my mom. We're really close because when I was a baby, she loved me.
Well, she saved my life.
But did
I mean, she just really wanted him to live.
Well, of course.
Not everybody's doing that. Yeah. She didn't just leave him in a dumpster. She wanted him to live.
He makes out with Jess. He makes out Oh, so he makes out with Jess, and
she
then
goes and eats a cookie afterwards
to calm herself down.
She's so overwhelmed. Yeah. Just have a plate of cookies
she
for her.
She does some cocaine just to calm the nerves a little bit.
Ooh, I'm all riled up. Time for some meth.
Who is riled up is Gabriella.
Gabby is riled
okay.
up.
Okay, I think Gabriella is pretty. Do you?
I do. I do have in my notes that she looks like you ordered Ben Flonick's Courtney on Wish a little bit, but... okay,
that's not very nice.
But no, it's not an insult.
Meow.
No, but like...
Kitty has claws.
Well, you're not the only one who can say mean yeah. things around here. No, that's not a mean comment.
Yes, it is.
It's sort of like if you made a copy of Courtney.
I do think she looks like a budget version of someone. To me, it's not Courtney.
Okay,
but
see, you get what I'm saying with the budget thing. And it's not
to
even...
To me, Gabriella is a little bit of a two-face. Sometimes she looks really pretty to me, and sometimes she looks more like a order from Wish.
Like the Batman villain? A two-face? If that helps you. I'll
it
just
doesn't.
Embed the Seinfeld
it
clip
doesn't.
In here, because
yeah.
that's what we're dealing with.
So attractive one day, not attractive the next.
Have you come across this?
Yes, I am familiar with this syndrome. She's a two-face.
Like the Batman villain?
If that helps you.
Yeah, so she is having trouble connecting with Zach. Because
she says all they've done so far is drink maple syrup. Which, to be fair, if you're going to do one thing with The Bachelor... Let it be that.
Let it be maple syrup. That's the big connector there. She really tries to force a nickname on him. She's like, I could call you Zachy. Zachy Poo.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I did sympathize with her, like, trying to compensate, getting too nervous uh-huh. and therefore talking too much. And she recognizes it.
Yes.
Like, after she leaves, she's like, that was a bunch of word vomit.
Yes. Yeah. She gets, and again, I would, that would probably be the kind of contestant that I would be as well, is the male Gabby just like talking pointlessly to fill my nerves.
I think I would do the opposite, and I would just shut down and like not say anything. Mm-hmm.
That might be the case as well.
Yeah.
I think I would say too much.
Yeah.
And too many stupid things. Yeah, but in this conversation, Zach says that he does love a farmer's market. So, you know,
don't we all?
Don't
Zach?
We all? Well, that's just, he's like, I love a farmer's market. Like the least controversial opinion
what?
In the world.
But Gabriella, too, I feel like is like, we do different things. Like, we don't do your typical weekend. We go to the farmer's market.
Well, that's what we were talking about last week when they're like, yeah. We're a little weird.
I'm wacky.
Yeah, we go to Aldi. It's crazy. All right, so poor Gabby can't connect. Jess gets the group date rose.
She does. Mm-hmm. I like Jess.
Yeah. Yeah, how many cookies did she eat after getting this group date rose? Probably 5 or 10.
Yeah, limitless. Yeah. Limitless cookies. She shoved a bunch of meatballs in her mouth.
Oh, and then we also have, is Gabby is the one that he Lady in the Tramps the peanut butter cup with? Later.
I think he does that with someone, or maybe he does, but that's on the cocktail party.
Yeah,
it's not on this group date.
Okay.
But yeah, that I didn't take a lot of notes on the cocktail
yes.
party. I'll tell you.
It
was mostly just the Brianna stuff
yes.
for me.
Well, that's why I don't have a lot of notes either. That's why I was getting a little lost. But I did have this in my notes because I found it deeply unsexy.
The peanut
butter cup situation.
I am uncomfortable, not surprisingly.
Yes.
With any situation like that, because how do you do it without biting the other person?
Yes. It is not a food that lends itself to Lady and the Tramp.
I don't think anything does, though. Even if it's pasta, you're like getting sauce all over your face. They don't mind because they're dogs.
They're dogs. They love it.
But what human wants to do that?
Nobody. Nobody wants that. Yeah, so I did not enjoy that. Brianna did not enjoy Christina saying earlier, I hate you, JK.
This was the dumbest thing, and I want to say right now that I said last week that I didn't like Brianna because I thought she was fake and she was a bitch. And it's playing out just as I thought it would. She's being absurd.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, I mean, I found that it's clear that Christina... was saying this in jest, like, you
jokingly.
Look so good in this dress, I hate you, JK.
Yeah, I feel like Christina was trying to like pay her a compliment mm-hmm. and like be friendly and joke around with her, and also it was very clear that it didn't really bother Brianna until she like got in her head and needed something to be upset mm-hmm. about.
Well, and it appeared to me based on the editing that the conversation between Brianna and Christina about it was like perfectly good, you know, like when
handled
Christine was like,
by Christina,
yeah,
when she was like, I would never want you to feel that,
yeah,
way,
right,
like I'm
as
glad
opposed
you
to getting
it up,
defensive,
which,
yeah,
honestly she probably could have been like, that's dumb,
right, like I don't hate you,
yeah.
I said JK, Brianna,
yeah,
I
do you know that that stands for just
JK.
Kidding. I did like it when she like so clearly wanted to tell Zach who it was, and Zach,
yes,
like, I don't want to know.
Yes, no, she, because Brianna goes and talks to Zach about it.
Yeah.
And yeah, Zach is like, she's like, do you want me to say who it is or
he's
not?
He's like, I don't really need names. And she's like, oh yeah, because I totally didn't want to give you that,
right,
name.
Yeah, she absolutely did.
It rhymes with McStina. Yeah.
Take the word Christ and add an Ina to the end of it.
I don't like her.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this was overwrought, clearly, this whole drama. I mean,
yeah.
I could see, obviously, you can be very insecure in,
yeah,
these situations.
Yeah, but you shouldn't use it to, like, lash out and throw another contestant under the bus.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to be like Gabriella and have an internal spiral.
Sure, right, just fall apart yourself.
Where you tell the producers that you shouldn't have to feel like a worthless person because you're on this show.
Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Zach says, I am someone that does not like drama. Why are you here,
uh-oh,
sir?
Uh-oh, buddy.
Yeah, you have chosen the wrong show to go on. Yeah, that is not going to work out.
Although, to be fair, I did, like, Zach did a great job of being like, look, I don't, like, I'm sorry that that happened to you. It does sound like it upset you. I do not want to know who it was. Like, mm-hmm. I liked it that he kind of shut it down.
Yes.
But in a way that wasn't
dismissive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he was like, it's dumb that even happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True, Zach.
Yeah. He also does say to her, though, like, our conversations haven't been that fun. Like,
yeah,
not in a mean way, but sort of like, you're in your head, Brianna.
Yeah.
Like,
cut it out.
Yeah. Like,
you're going to get cut.
Just because you got America's Rose.
Yeah, you didn't get mine.
As you know.
Yeah, my name is Zach, not America.
What, you got America Ferrera's Rose?
Do you have the roses?
No.
Neither do I.
No.
Come on.
I don't have the roses.
Well, I didn't either because I thought I did them last week. So you know what? You're going to have to do them this week.
Okay, I'll do them next week.
You didn't.
I thought Anna always writes these down.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Real emotional labor is a woman doing all this extra labor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Messy mountain brook.
That's what the children call my house.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that messy.
It's pretty
messier
fucking
than yours.
Messy.
And I will acknowledge it is messier than yours.
The roses, I feel like, don't matter really until next week anyway.
No.
Who the fuck knows? It's like Draw Bad week
are
in the semester.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'll learn your names once Draw Bad is over.
Right. We want to know who's really going to be around for the long
haul. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did not take the roses down at all. So I guess.
Kat got cut. I do remember that.
Yeah. Kat got cut.
Much to our surprise after she dressed as a cat.
She should have dressed as a cat on the way out. Like, good thing this cat has 9 lives.
It's a good thing I hid that fork in the backyard. That's what Mr. Mistopheles does.
Oh, Mr. Mistopheles.
I feel like Kat needs to just like keep showing up.
Like prancing around,
yeah,
in the background, like slinking around. Yeah.
Yeah. Guess what, Zach? This cat didn't go away.
Kitty's got claws.
The town meat's going to taste furry for a week.
Hello, baby. I'm sorry I said the things I did. It was a silly fight. I was wrong, you were right. What I really mean to say is, you can eat crackers in my bed anytime. Baby, you can kick off all the covers in the middle of the night. You can sleep with the window. Be happy, no dishes to wash now but my own, no clothes to pick up, a double bed to myself now that you're gone. Oh, but it's lonely, I'm sorry I ever let you go. It's a matter of fact, I got to have you back. I just want you to know, you can eat crackers in my time. Baby, you can kick off all the covers in the middle of the
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.